Welcome, Reading Finnegan's Wake Forum. This is Bob and Ion, and we're going to do the 30th page. This is the 30th episode, and it happens to be page 211, starting at the bottom of 210, going to most of 212, will be the 30th page. So I will welcome everybody, and now we will begin. For Kitty Coleraine of Butterman's Lane, a penny wise for her foolish pitcher, a putty shovel for Terry the Pacon, an epitomous mask, and do that again, an epitomous mask for promoter Dunn, an Easter egg with a twice-dated shell, and a dynamite right for Pavel the Curate, a cholera mortal.
Okay, wait. Now, here we go. This is starting. You're starting to see what's happening here. This is laying out where you are with you. Thought you got rid of the mask, and now you got to put a banker mask on. You got to deal with this, and you got to figure that. Now we're going to do this. Now you got to have that. And now the weather's all crazy because you got to have a putty shovel. That's bad enough to have a snow shovel. Now you got to get a putty shovel and then a foolish pitcher that's penny wise. So it's setting up the tiered levels of tyranny that's being done here. Now go to the collateral morbus.
Yeah, or a cholera morbus for man in the cloak.
They're trying.
A star in Gurton for Draper and Dean, for Will of the Wisp and Barney the Bark, two mangolds, noble to sweeten their bitters, for Oliver Bound away in his fray, for Seamus thought little, a crown he feels big. A Tibertine's paw with a Congo's wood cross on the back for Sonny Twim Jim. A praises be and spare me days for Brian the Bravo. Penta plenty of pity with lubalashings of lust for Alona Lena Magdalena.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. See, there you're getting all the way up to the new plethora of the Congo's wood cross. That's what they're going to do to the Congress people.
Uh-huh.
For the Tibertine's pile. They're making a pile like cordwood to sweeten their bitters. Because now they're starting to be a recompense for people's actions. Where up to four we thought, oh, well, you, the Democrats can do whatever they want to do. For as long as they want to do it, any way they want to do it. And I got an extra $1 trillion that says I can do it. I don't have $1 trillion, but if I can borrow $1 trillion, if you'll vote to give me $1 trillion, I'll have $1 trillion that I can't afford. Okay, you give me $1 trillion that you don't have, that you borrowed, and I tell you what, if you'll give me $1 trillion, I'll loan you $1 trillion back, and we can each have $1 trillion. How about that? That'd be good. That's good, but there is the Sunny Twim Jim is coming.
For Camila, Dromila, Ludmila, Mamila, a bucket, a packet, a book, and a pillow. For Nancy Shannon, a Tuami brooch. For Dora Riparia, hope and water, a cooling douche, and a warming pan.
Uh-oh. Now you know who those players are, right?
No. Well, Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy and Kamala.
Oh, yeah, there's Kamala, And Dora.
And Matt and Dromila. Who is Dromila, Bob?
No, I don't know. Don't know any Dromila.
No. With the one that's the D?
No.
Rhymes with who? Rhymes with Lori Lightfoot.
Nope.
Okay, then how about Ludmilla? How about Ludmilla? Would that be better?
No. None of these evoke anything.
Okay, good. Then that's fine. But these are those players that are the most prevalent in
the squad?
You call Congress.
The squad.
Yes! Of course.
Squad is there. Yeah, the ACO, OCAA, AOC. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Camila, Dromila, Lamila, Mamila. a bucket, a packet, a book, there and a pillow. For Nancy Shen. For Nancy Pelosi, a Tuami brooch. For Dora Perry, a hope and water, a cooling douche, and a warming pan. A pair of Blarney brags for Wally Mayer. A hairpin slate pencil for Elsie Oram.
Elsie Oram. And then the Wally is your Schumer. And don't forget, there'll be room for, your little shifty shifty.
Yeah, where's he? Which name is he?
He's a slate pencil.
A hairpin slate pencil for Elsie Oram to scratch her Toby, doing her best with her vulgar fractions. An old age pension for Betty Beleza. Is that Betty White?
Yep.
An old age pension for Betty Beleza. A bag of the blues for Funny Fitz. And Missa Promessa for Taff to Taff. Jill Biden. Jill, the spoon of a girl for Jack, the broth of a boy. How do you get Jill and Jack together? Was that her first husband, Jack?
No, that's her present lover.
Ah, okay. Jill, the spoon of a girl for Jack, the broth of a boy. A Rogerson Crusoe's Friday Fast for Caduceus Angelus Rubiconstein. 366 Poplin Tine for Reverie Warp and the Weaver's Woof for Victor Huguenot. A stiff-steaded rake and good variant muck for Kate the Cleaner. A hole in the ballad for Hossie.
Kate the Cleaner. Kate the Cleaner, that's your little lady from Arizona. Remember?
The one that's going to be governor? The one that's going to be governor?
No, the one that won't vote with the Democrats.
The one who got shot? The one who got shot?
No. Yeah, that's Gabby. No. this is your buddy from West Virginia's Manchin's friend.
Okay, I don't know who you mean.
You do too.
A hole in the ballad for Hostie, 24 of cradles for JFXB Coppinger, 10 pounding on the pop for the Dolphins born with 5 spoiled squibs for Infanta. Well, that Infanta.
Yeah, that's infanticide.
What is that called? What are those people
infanticide.
Called?
Infanticide. Abortion. Abortionist.
Yeah, but they run
it's
around
like
burning down
back.
Buildings.
It's not.
Antifa.
Oh, yeah. Antifa. Antifa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's in there. A letter to last a lifetime for Maggie beyond by the ash pit. The heftiest frozen meat woman from Lust to Libyan bed for Phelim the fairy. Spas and Speranza and symposium syrup for decayed and blind and gouty Goff. That's Goff Whitman. Whitlam that we mentioned in our private session today. Goff Whitman.
Right.
Whitlam.
Right. And then Trey Gowdy.
Yeah. A change of knaves and joys of ills for Armoricus Tristram Amor St. Lawrence. A guillotine
that
shirt for Reuben.
That's Spartacus Armoricus.
You mentioned Spartacus. You wouldn't say who that was.
Mm-hmm.
A guillotine shirt for Reuben Redbreast.
We still didn't. This is a family show, Bob. This is a family show.
A guillotine shirt for Reuben Redbreast and hempen suspendees for Brennan on the Moor. An oaken knee for Condor Sawyer and Muscadabas. Now, Muscadabas in Nova Scotia. Muscadabas for Great Tropical Scott. A C3 Preduncle for Karma. A C3 Preduncle for Carmelite Kane. I was telling the young guy about Ralph Doobie and the Carmelites. Carmelite nuns in 1755 in Lisbon. They had the Great Earthquake, which Voltaire wrote a novel called Candide about the Lisbon earthquake to make fun of Leibniz and his silly idea that this was the best of all possible worlds. Carmelite.
So you digress now, is that right? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I digress, like Finnegan. A C3 Preduncle for Carmelite Kane. A sunless map of the month, including the sword and stamps for Seamus O'Shaughnessy the Post. A jackal with hide for Brown but Nolan. A stone-cold shoulder for Don Joe Vance. I'll lock
Don
and
Joe Vance. You know who that? You know who that's pretty clear.
That's Joe Rogan.
Joe Vance. Yes, yes.
Don Jobance.
Correct.
All lock and no stable for Honor Bright Merry Tricks. A big drum for Billy Dunboyne. A guilty golden bellows. Below me, blow me. A guilty golden A guilty golden bellows. Below me, blow me for Ida Ida and Hushabye Rocker. El Truve to for Who is Sylvia? Where is he? Whatever you like to swilly to swash. Yinnis or Yennessy. Lagan or Niger. For Festus King and Roaring Peter and Frisky Shorty and Treacle Tom and O.B. Binion and Sully the Thug and Master McGrath and Peter Cloran and Old Delaware Rossa and Nerone MacPacham and whoever you chance to meet knocking around. In a pig's bladder balloon for Selena Susquehanna Stakelum. But what did she give to Pruda Ward and Katie Cannell and Peggy Quilty and Briary Brosna and T.Z. Kieran and Ina Lappin, and Miriam Maze, and Susan Tamak, and Melissa Bredog, and Flora Ferns, and Fauna Fox Goodman, and Gretney Greeny, and Penelope Eaglesant, and Lesba Licking,
like
Latha.
Just laying them off, step by step.
And laying them off. Lesba Licking, like Latha Lyons. They're all being exposed?
Yeah.
And Lesba Licking like, Jesus. Let me try to get past this. And Lesba Licking like Latha Liani. Now you can comment.
No, go ahead.
And Roxana Rohan with Simpatica Sowen and Una Vina Laterza and Trina Lemesme and Philomena O'Farrell and Ermac Ellie and Josephine Foyle and Snake's Head Lily and Fountainoy Laura and Marie Xavier Agnes Daisy France DeSale McClay. Well, it's a question. And Marie, so all these people, they're quite, that's like, and them too? Whatever
right.
You like.
They're all indicted. They're all indicted or indictable.
All right. Now, she gave them Ilka Madre's daughter a moonflower and a blood vein. But the grapes that ripe before teasin, but the grapes that ripe before reason to them that divide the vine dress. So on Izzy, her shame maid, love shone, befond her tears as from Shem, her pen might. Life past befoul his prime.
See, this is all of the Pizzagate, all of the adrenochrome, all the baby eating, all that shit.
Where's that?
Through here.
Which words?
Well, blood vein, she gave them Icky Madra's daughter a moonflower and a blood vein, but the grapes of the vine before the reason for them said that Ghislaine Maxwell was a vine dresser. And so from Izzy, her little shame maid, love shorn before the tears from Jeffrey Epstein, a.k.a. Shim.
He was a writer. Her pen might. Life past befoul his prime.
Mm-hmm.
So his past life befouled his prime.
And he's now more famous, quote, dead than he ever was when he was a hooker or a drug. No, he wasn't a hooker. He was a, what do you call that person who does the range in the
pimp?
He was a gigolo.
He's a gigolo.
Pimp. No, that's the one that gets paid to fuck. He was the pimp.
Okay. Well, life past befouled his prime. So he arrived in his prime right now, but his past befouled it, which made him famous. But then it did befoul him. He didn't get to shine for very long.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
My colonial, what a bagful. Yeah, like what a bagful we just read. My colonial, what a bagful. A bakerine's dozen with tithe tillies to boot. That's what you may call a tail of a tub. In Hibernian Marquis.
Hibernian Marquis. That's your hillbillery. Your hillbillery market. That's how it works. You'll see. Go ahead.
Yeah, but tail of a tub. That's the little...
But they bleed. where they bleed the babies.
Yeah, the sweat lodge.
They scare the children, and then they get drain their blood in a tub. The scarier they are, the stronger the adrenochrome is that they inject when they get the panda eyes.
Right. Okay. That's what you may call a tail of a tub. That's what you may call a tail of a tub. And Hibernian Market. All that and more under one crinoline envelope if you dare to break the pork barrel seal. No wonder they'd run from her pison plague. No wonder they'd run from her pison plague. There's the plague accompanying the arrest of Epstein. Throw us your Hudson soap for the honor of Klain. The wee taste the water left. I'll raft it back first thing in the marn. Merced Moldy. Aye, and don't forget the records I loaned you. You're all the swirls your side of the current. Well, am I to blame for that if I have? Who said you're to blame for that if you have? You're a bit on the sharp side. I'm on the wide. Only snuffers cornets drifts my way that the crack of divine cuts out of his cassock.
You get it. There you go. Now we're going to... Now it's like the old back in the day when snuff films were really, really taboo. It was just, that's why they were so exciting, because they were so wrong. So now they're bringing back snuff films where they start filming this nastiness so they can prove that they're guilty.
Only snuffers corners drifts my way that the crack of divine chucks out of his cassock with her yesteryear's marsh narcissist to make him recant his Vanity Fair. Foul strips of his Chinook's Bible I do be reading. Dodewell, disgusted, but chickled with chuckles at the tittles, is drawn on the tattle page. Now, a different kind of italicized sentence. Signor Gadito, faccioso omo, e omo fofo, ho ho, Signor Gadito, facciasi hidama hudama seca facessa. Ha ha! And the Windermere Dictor. And Lefanu, Sheridan, old house by the coach house.
Yeah, this brings into the coach house, this brings into the Pope, the Latin phrase that comes in there brings him into, and die Windermere. That's your AKA the Pope.
All right. And Lefanu, Sheridan's old house by the coach yard, that's McLuhan's coach house, and Mill, John Mill, on woman with ditto on the floss. Yeah, a swamp for Altmuller and a stone for his flossies. I know how racy they move his wheel. My hands are blow-called between Isker and Suda like that piece of pattern chinny there lying below. Or where is it? Lying beside the sedge I sought. Ho and ho, my sorrow, I've lost it. Amy high, with that turbary water, who could see? So near and yet so far. But oh, Jehan, I love it a gabber. I could listen to more and more of our again. Rain on the river, flies do your float. Thick is the life for me.
That's good. Thick is the life for me. So this is that setting the stage for all this terribleness that now you're having to become, that it's become the, my sorrow as they're laying out for the turbulence. So it's the sign of the times for an ever-changing living life world of... debauchery.
Yes, and the next sentence is a very famous sentence. Hugh Kenner was named in this, the word Kenner, K-E-N-N-E-T. Hugh Kenner, famous Joyce critic. So it says, well, you know, or don't you know? No, I'll do that again. Well, you know, or don't you ken it or haven't? No, it's not. Well, you know, or don't you ken it or haven't I told you every tailing? Nope, that's not it. Well, you know, or don't you ken it or haven't I told you every telling has a tailing? And that's the he and the she of it.
Yeah, if that's such a famous sentence, you did a great job after 9 times of actually reading it.
Yeah, I never read it before. I just used to look at it, think about it.
Oh, I see. Good. That's nice.
I did it many times. Well, you know, or don't you, Ken, or haven't I told you, every telling has a tailing, and that's the he and the she of it. All right, so...
excellent.
Now we bring in the rest... Bring in the audience, the actors, unmute them, and they can bring up their points.
With those.
All participants are now unmuted. All participants are now unmuted.
Yes.
All participants are now unmuted.
Yes.
Good.
Go ahead.
I wanted to clarify with Ian. I just made a note. A guillotine shirt, that passage that ends... Carmelite Cain. Is that entire passage a reference to, you said, what's in store for the judges, or...
Yes.
Okay.
The judges and those making the things that the judges look at. Because, see, the Supreme Court doesn't just pick up stuff. You got to present it. So it's the judges and then those that present that information. See, that bring the case, the causal retort. The causal retort.
So, for what? Why would a guillotine be brought in to that conversation?
Because they're gonna get a nice rusty one because the sharp ones have all been taken.
Is this okay? So the statement right before that was a change of knaves and joys of ills for Amoricus Tristram Amor Saint Lawrence, and you said that referred to Spartacus.
Mm-hmm. Correct. He's been quiet lately. So they're starting to herd him up. And see, that's a big news flash, a huge news flash, but the truth of the matter is it's not going to really matter because they're going to be dead. So don't really, who cares? Whatever. You know, we're making a big to-do.
They who?
Most everything that went against Trump and this little debauchery that's called the Democrat National debacle.
Yep. So whatever they're trying to affect legally now is kind of a moot point.
Well, you know, you can start adjudicating everything, but if everybody says, fuck you, I ain't doing what you say. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, no, I ain't. And we're coming to get your gun. By God, I wish you would. Come on. Go to the neighbor's house first and see how that works for you. They locked and loaded. Just saying.
Yeah, but you said that, I think you said at some point that was not the way to go. You don't want to be
No, it's not the way. Not the way to go, but it really won't make any difference. You're going to have a little bit of this. You're going to have a little bit of this. You're going to have some skewed TikTokers that are in a really bad mood. They're going to have some strident moments, but that's not the point. It's the new Omicron surge, because now everybody's going to build an immunity to Omicron, to COVID, SARS. They're all going to get, it's kind of like, it would be, this is different, because this is about the virus and all that stuff. If SARS is the common cold, or a rhinovirus, and Omicron is the most virulent thing out there, but you don't really die for it. All that's happening is your body is being built up to get the next tiered level. The next tiered level will put your dick in the dirt. Just saying. This is building up from it's a nine-tiered thing. You got the weather, which is also made lay here. With this changing everything, because nothing's going to be normal. Hot, cold, cold, hot, ups, down, over, under, that stuff. That's a story in and of itself. Then you got your politicians going around crazy. They don't even make no damn sense. I mean, if you listen to Trump make his speeches when he talks about how he ran two times and he got more votes the second time than he did the first time, and he still supposedly lost after getting 12 million more votes, and winning every state that you're supposed to win if you're going to be president of the United States, period, it gets to be a little bit sketchy. Sketchy sex, I guess, is the way to say that. So if that becomes the case, then you've got that whole debacle with what Congress is trying to do to turn us into Venezuela. But if they said we're going to turn you into Venezuela, people would say, fuck, no, you're not. I don't want no Venezuela. Okay, we're not going to do that. We're going to give you all the money you can borrow. We're going to give you all the money that you can borrow. And all you gotta do is put us back in office and give us, and we'll take care of everything. And then everybody's going, well shit, okay, I don't gotta work, I don't gotta do nothing, this looks good. Free beer? Hell yeah, I'm in, free beer. Sign me up. I was like, hey, Margie, they got free beer. They got free beer. We got to go. We need to support these people. These people care about us. They got free beer. But then he find out that the free beer doesn't come till tomorrow. Free beer tomorrow.
Okay, so I have two questions from that.
Well, now, I haven't finished the statement yet.
Okay.
The thing of it is all these steps are coming together as the perfect storm. Because now you close down this leaking spillage, so now you can't get away. Beforehand, everything could get away. They got away with whatever they wanted to do. But now all of a sudden there's this comeuppance. So now Build Back Broker ain't going through. Well, they have the House, they have the Congress, they have the Senate, they have the House, they have the President. What the fuck would be the problem? What's the problem? They got it all. Why can't you Build Back Broker?
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do.
So that's the issue. And now they're running up this debt to such a degree that it's unfathomable. Now they're going to have to raise interest rates or the whole thing crashes. Well, then they're not going to be able to borrow enough money to afford to pay the interest on the money that's already been wasted. That actually hasn't even been spent. It hasn't been spent yet, but they just allocated it. It's still on the books. It's still borrowed. So that's another side of a storm. So at every level, wherever you're comfortable, that's fixing to be made uncomfortable. You got money, they're going to take it. You got health, they're going to make you sick. You got problems, they're going to make sure those problems are compounded. You're in perfect health. You got enough money. You got everything secure. You own everything you own. You're clear. You're good. They're going to starve your ass to death. Ascension draweth nigh. You're going to ascend or you're going to be stuck in the wake. Mm-hmm. We're only on page 30.
Page 30?
This is page 30 of the wake. Okay, you said enough. Somebody else needs to say something.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you may be the only listener. Everybody else has hit the corn whiskey now. They're good. They're greased up now. They're ready to go.
Yeah, hi.
Gin and tonica. Get a gin and tonica. There you go. Hey.
Hey, yeah. A hairpin slate pencil for Elsie Oram to scratch her Toby. I was wondering what a Toby was.
It's a jug. Toby is a jug, but they're making reference of her cup. Her turkey, her tutu, her horror. So the reference is that they're gonna use Swalwell as a marital aid.
Swalwell, there's a name I haven't heard for 6 months.
Yeah. He went dope after he got in trouble. Especially since he thought he was going to be president or something. He just didn't know.
Oh, yeah,
what.
I remember reading.
he may be president of the local mental health clinic, but we don't know. We're going to have to see how that goes. But see what Shifty Shifty does.
It's time those two were trumped.
That's it. That's going to be the phrase. So now you have a subcurrent that's fighting against the wake, and you have the current that is trying to promote the wake. You see, that's why this is an internal structured battle. And that's why Bob's probably the only one that's not able to read it. Everybody else can figure it out. But he will give us a college try. We'll give you that. Ain't no question there.
So if this is the new page 30 we've just gone through with 211, how many new pages before the book is finished do you foresee?
Well, we do overlap. Depends on how precise
when the pages start touching each other, but there's 628 pages, so it's going to be at
imagination.
Least 600.
At least. In the pagination, we don't care. Pagination, we won't call it a page. When it's put together, it'll be run, and they'll mark pages as they go. Those will just be sections. But unless you're going to, it'll end up being like a legal size page if you do it our way, because it's always a page and a half.
Yeah, so you're saying it'll be called a section?
Well, no, we're saying that the pagination will work itself out. This will be the 30th section. The 30th section might be two pages.
Mm.
Yeah.
You see?
Right.
So that's okay.
So a long way to run yet.
So it's probably about 500 sections.
Yes, for at least. And we got to hurry up before Bob's got a date. Bob's got a date with the bunker.
All right. That must be soon.
Well, by next Juvember, anyway.
Anybody else getting to contribute?
Ion, second paragraph on page 212. My colonial water bagful, a baccarine's dozen with Tiff Tillies to boot. Is that describing all the list of names in the other paragraph?
It is. It is, and then it's gonna be settled from the Ghislaine Maxwell has already petitioned for 8 names. If she's going down, which she is, she's taking them all with her. And she doesn't got the judge to release the names, to bring them forth. Bring them forth.
Wow.
Cause that's the only way she's gonna get off of her 2,000-year sentence, whatever. Heidi Fleiss, she says, okay, y'all want to fuck? Let's fuck. I love to fuck. You want to fuck with me? Let's fuck. Let's go. Ass, gas, or grass. Nobody going to ride for free. And they're going down now. So now everybody's appalled. Before they weren't appalled. She was just a victim. She just got slipped into this thing. She was just working for Jeffrey Epstein. She had troubled family. She wasn't that big of a thing. She was a victim. Yeah, that's right. She was a victim. She didn't know what she was getting herself into. She sat and enjoyed his company, but it wasn't enough for him. And so she wanted her man happy, so she had to do something to maintain her position. And then it was just terrible the way she was taken advantage of. Lured into this deep level of depravity. How horrible that she would have to face such demagoguery. It's unbelievable that anybody would have to go through that. Then the next thing you know, they kind of find out she was in the schoolyard trying to pick the little girls if they were going to diddle. There it goes.
Is Andrew one of the 8, or does 8 other than him, Andrew?
There's going to be more. Okay, there's going to be more than 8. But don't you think for one second that the sitting queen of fucking England would rip status from her favorite son to make him a normal citizen?
Yeah.
She could give a fuck about Harry and Meghan. Go suck a dick or whatever dude you want to do. I ain't paying you. You ain't going to be on my tit no more. You gone. Go to Hollywood. Maybe that'll fucking set you up just right. That's good. Oh, you don't like palaces? All right, you go buy one in L.A. County and see what it looks like. That might be good. We might have to have a room. Buy an extra house for your damn servants. That's what you probably have to do. They'll live better than you. So anyhow, that goes through that. For her to do that, strip him of his titles, strip him of his all of his appointments, all of his military Garbushi, where you have all the medals and stuff.
Yeah,
all them medals comes with money, you know. And titles come with money.
That's news.
Yes, they have all that stuff. That's the garter. That's what the garter is all about. That's how you secure your wealth. It's through your position. See, they've not been working for money in England for years now. They don't work for money. They just work for position. That's all they got to do. Just work for position. Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought you had to work for a living. Okay. Got you. So, fine. Yeah.
Well, what do you say about the Queen did that? What's that got to do with the trial?
She would not do that unless it was beyond an absolute shadow of a fucking doubt that he was going down. Even if he doesn't go down, mm-hmm. she can't give that back. She can't unwave that wand. There's no going back. Mm-hmm. Once you lose HRH status, that doesn't come back around again. If you don't have any redos. I mean, so sorry, oh my bad, never mind, nothing's going on over here. That part's done. That's part done. Might as well lock him up in the tower. Might as well lock him up in the tower. Then start counting the shekels.
Well, he's not used to losing, I assume, so how does he feel about this? Is he numb?
Well, you knew something was a problem when he went to hide in Balmoral. He better not wreck the place either. With damn debauchery. Better not.
Is that where he is now, or he did that before?
Yeah, still is, hiding.
Yeah, but he doesn't understand the trouble he's in?
Now he does when he ain't got no money and he's a private citizen. Bam. There it is. Boom. There it is. Boom. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, well,
how does he feel about that?
How's he feeling? How's numbness going?
He's beyond a shadow of a doubt. You'll probably find him dead in a bed somewhere. Like
suicide.
Well, whatever. Maybe with the queen's fingerprints around his neck. I see. Well, here's one thing you want to know. Here's what you need to know. If the Queen Mother was alive, we wouldn't be having this goddamn trouble. I'll guarantee you that. Shit. She'd stroll his guts in a roadside ditch. Yeah, it'd be ugly.
It'd be ugly.
And get up in the middle of all the family and say something. Say something. That's what you do. Say something. I'll show you. Say something. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where on the pages here we just did is what you're talking about in particular.
Bert said, tell him the words first.
A baker eats dozen with tithes, tillies to boot. That's what he said.
The second paragraph.
Yeah. Second paragraph. Yes.
Yeah. My colonial, what a bagful.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
What an inventory.
Hey, Bob, I hear Epstein Island's for sale. You interested?
No, not yet. I'll have
they
my bag, man.
They even got a playroom. They got a playroom that's got rooms Carolyn size. It's great. It'll be even.
Yeah, but my bag man will do this for me. I won't be connected for a long time.
Okay. That's fine. Tonga got fucked up with the tidal wave, the tsunami. No, the 3 centimeters of water that rolled over it.
Well, shall I review all the names again?
If you feel so compelled.
Barney the Bark, Congo's Wood, Sunny Twin Jim, Alona, Lena, Magdalena, Camila, Dramila, Lamila, Mamila, Nancy Shannon, Dora, Riparia, Hopenwater, Wally Mayer, Elsie Oram, Betty Beleza, Funny Fitz, Taff to Taff, Caduceus Angelus Rubiconstein, Victor Huguenot, Kate the Cleaner, JFXP Coppinger, Maggie, Lust to Living Bad for Phelim the Fairy, Gaudi Gawk, Moricus Tristram Amour St. Lawrence, Reuben Redbreast, Brennan on the Moor, Conditor Sawyer, Great Tropical Scott, Carmelite Kane, Seamus O'Shaughnessy the Post, Brown but Nolan, Don Joe Vance, Honor Bright Meritrix, Billy Dunboyne, L. Truve 2, with Ida before that. Next page, Eunice or Yenisey, Lagan or Niger, Festus King and Roaring Peter, Frisky Shorty and Treacle Tom and QB Bean and Sully the Thug, Master McGrath and Peter Cloran and O'Delaware Russa, Narone McTetchum, Selena Susquehanna Stakelum, Fruit Award, Katie Cannell. How am I doing, Bert?
Good.
Fruit Award, Katie Cannell, Peggy Quilty, Brary Brusna, C.C. Kieran, Ina Lappin, Miriam Mazzi, Nuzan Kamak, Melissa Berdogue, Flora Ferns, and Fonda Fox Goodman, and Gretna Greeny, Penelope Inglesant, Lesba Licking Lucky, Leita Liani, and Roxana Rohan, with Sympatica Soan, and Una Bina Laterza, and Trina Lamesmi, and Filomeno Farrell, Ermac Ellie, and Josephine Foyle, and Snakeshead Lily, and Fountain Noy Laura, Marie Xavier, Agnes Daisy, Francis DeSale McClay. That's about it. Quite a list. They're all under 16 years old. Every one of them.
Ian also said that was a list who were stepping down or being indicted.
Well, they'll be brought in for the evidence. He's not naming the people who are going to... The people who are in trouble are not named here.
Yeah, bring us the head of Mavis Davis.
Well, you know, or don't you, Kenneth, or haven't I told you every telling has a telling, and that's the he and the she of it. The he and the she of it.
See, I told you what I told you that I was going to tell you that I said I wasn't going to say. That's right. Well, I told you that I didn't say. If I'm not going to tell you what I'm not going to say, I might as well not tell you what you didn't say. So if you didn't say it, I'm going to tell what you didn't say. And everything will be fine until somebody says. Everything will be fine until somebody says. And once somebody says, now it's on like Donkey Kong. Because now it's all been well vindicated. But this is just a sidebar. This is nothing. Who cares? Y'all acting like they've invented original sin or something. It's like, this ain't new. Shit. This ain't new.
What is new is us reading it ahead of time from the past of Finnegan's Wake.
To get in line for what's right now. But most of the older people go, well, that's not pedophilia. I married my wife when she was 15 years old, and they thought she was almost too old to bear children at that age. So they're not too stirred. They're not too stirred up about it. You stick.
Anybody got anything else to say? Should be a little
say.
More contribution here.
Say.
Yep.
Hey, Ian, you've mentioned Joe Rogan. Is he the controlled opposition?
He's going to be, well, we're just going to have to see, but it ain't looking pretty.
Alyssa wants to say something.
Okay, be our guest is.
All the way from Brainerd, Minnesota. Come on, Alyssa.
Don't you know? Say, don't you know? You gotta say, Minnesota, don't you know?
Oh, yeah. Hello. Oh, funny. I didn't even hear the unmute part.
So you don't know what
that's
we're doing?
That's because you're still muted.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
No. I don't know what you're doing. What are you doing?
Finnegan's Wake, page 211.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you're
I guess what have we been doing? That may be the best way.
Right.
Yeah,
you guys do the Finnegan's
really
Wake
paying
in the,
off. This is really paying off, this attentive listening. But see, we don't get Ara, don't get no time no more. Now we take Ara out. And we put in Finnegan Eve, so poor Ara.
Okay.
She gets she gets 5 minutes every other month, whether she wants it or not.
Well, I carry on. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your contribution. It was thoughtful.
I'm just saying good morning.
Now, good morning. Hey, there. We got a TikTok for that. Where they say good morning with a little cute little weenie dog A cute little woman out there. Right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Mm-hmm. All right, back to work.
Okay. Since you now know what a thirst trap is.
A what?
I don't know what a thirst trap is.
A thirst trap. You put it on this chit chat last night.
Yes.
I did? Oh, no.
Yes,
okay.
You did. Oh, no.
I believe that was Allison.
No.
It was Allison.
That was Allison? It wasn't Allison, was it? Should have been.
Allie.
They all look the same to us. They look all the same to us.
Well, here's the...
Then you can look at the chat line and find out what it is. There's a link. There's a link for that.
The tiers and tiers of levels, the quadrophenia, is expressed by the phrase over, under, sideways, down. What am I quoting? Over, under, sideways, down.
Yeah. We're going to go through it.
That certainly sums up page 211, doesn't it? That song. What a classic, honey. Everybody found guilty, or will be found guilty in that trial, will have heard that song. Will know that song.
The sun ain't going to shine no more.
Right. So, Walker Brothers.
Especially in solitary confinement.
Do you have any votes from the Black Caucus there, Evan? Any song you'd suggest that fits the mood?
Yo Gotti. Yo Gotti comes to mind. Yo Gotti comes to mind.
Yeah, go with that.
What
That's
did you like
Wayne,
as a...
Little Wayne.
As a 12 or 13-year-old, Evan, what did you listen to?
Oh, she listened to Sonny and Cher, Bob. You know that.
Zappa. Yeah, Zappa, Bieber, usual hip stuff.
It was mostly Motown and the Beatles.
Right. That was your generation.
No, it was my sister's. When I picked my own music. Yeah. When I picked my own music, I went new wave.
Well, how old were you when you did that?
She'll be 12 next week, Bob. She'll let you know.
Yeah, when you were 18.
Yeah, I think the very first was Devo. I think Devo was amazing.
Do you know how, now here's an interesting story. In L.A., where you were in 1977, and this would be November 77, I was the guest of Matt Groening, you know, the creator of The Simpsons. At his home, we shared Groening. And yeah. and we shared an interest in Frank Zappa, and we went to a concert at the UCLA Pavilion, the Poly Pavilion probably. And then we went back to his place, and he said, I want to show you a new group, a new thing that's happening. And he showed me the famous Devo video, you know, of the little guy with the funny head going up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
I remember that. Nice.
You know, that's the video. That was the beginning, right? That was their main...
Oh, the humanity. Yeah.
So here was Evan. Evan was watching that video, and just up the way was Bob. Almighty Bob was there in her neighborhood. Looking
praise
at the same
Bob,
thing.
What did
Bob,
you think of? What did you think
Bob,
of Devo?
Praise
Bob,
I thought it was
saw
silly.
It
was dinky.
Yeah.
To me, it was dinky. It was great.
Yeah, but that was proactive in the day. That was, you couldn't just do that back then.
That was a big deal.
That's when Leave It to Beaver was still doing reruns.
And remember, Evan, I just come from a Zappa concert, so I was suffused
And he was secretly having an affair. He was secretly having an affair with Jane Wyman from Falcon Crest.
Yeah, and the other one, the bra woman. What was her name? Howard Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
Russell.
Wilhelmina.
Jane Russell. Jane Russell.
Wilhelmina Saxby.
Wow.
Wilhelmina Saxby. It was Wilhelmina Saxby. Yeah, that's pretty.